Now, I believe it is not only the transformation of Athens under the tyranny that had set the stage for this. There was something else as well, and that is the appeal of Cleisthenes to the Athenians. Now, here we face some problems of chronology. We're not entirely sure at exactly what moment he made his proposals to the Athenians, but I think we have to imagine that the Athenian uprising against the Spartans was partly prompted by the fact that they had been promised a program of political reform by Cleisthenes, that it was a popular program, and they had thrown their support behind it wholeheartedly. In other words, Cleisthenes was a demagogue, a man who was appealing directly to the people. Herodotus refers to this in a phrase which is an extremely memorable one. He says that Cleisthenes' success was due to the fact that he took the people into his political club. Now, what does that mean? What does an expression like that really mean? The political clubs to which Herodotus is referring are called hetairai in Greek. And a single hetairia is a loose clique, if you will, made up of men who have not paid fees to a party, they have not signed on to a particular platform. Rather, it is an informal grouping of men who, by virtue of friendly relations and perhaps marriage relations between their families, have agreed to work together for their mutual benefit politically. Okay? You support my program, or you support my stand on this position, and I'll support you as well. And that means I'll be there in court when you're on trial, and I'll make sure that I vote in your behalf. So these small, informal groups were obviously the creation of the factions and the clans that had been part of Athenian politics for so long. Now, if you think about it, there is no way, literally, that you can take the people, the whole population, the demos, into your political club. And technically and literally it can't happen. So I think what it must mean, figuratively, is that for the first time, an Athenian, rather than thinking, who should I get my ally to be? What deal can I make with that leader over there? How can I position my clan in relation to that clan? Instead had recognised that there was a great untapped power if you could appeal directly to all of the Athenian population. If you could propose a program that would appeal to them and that they would support, then in a sense, your hetairia, your political club, became not just your little clique of friends, it became all of the Athenian population. And that's only possible if you are aware of an Athenian population that is politically motivated, active, and willing to participate in politics. That is the situation in 510. So he appealed as a demagogue to the Athenians, they threw their weight behind him, and then, in 509 and 508, after the expulsion of Isagoras and the departure of the Spartans, Cleisthenes put into place a program of reform the like of which has never been seen in Greek history. In some respects, I've been suggesting to you the gradual growth of the Athenian democracy, but in other respects, the Athenian democracy was born complete and full, like Athena springing out of the head of Zeus, already fully formed. And this is the moment at which it happens. It is a very complicated system, but I want to explain it in quite close detail so that you'll grasp exactly how the Athenian democracy originates and exactly how it operates. All right, so here we go with something very detailed, the plans of Cleisthenes. Cleisthenes' plans relied upon completely redrawing all the political boundaries of Attica, Attica being the territory of Athens. Whereas before this, there had been four tribes, and every member of the Athenian citizen body had been a member of one of those tribes, these were now replaced by 10 completely new tribes. Now, they were given the names of various great heroes from the Athenian past, but no one had any illusions about these tribes being ancient and antique. They were created at one moment in Athenian history. These tribes, these 10 tribes, were then each divided into three-thirds, the so-called trities. These three-thirds for each tribe were drawn from the various regions of Attica, so that each tribe would have one-third that came from the inland area, it would have another third that was drawn from the coastal area, and it would have a third-third that would come from the city. So in other words, the population of any given tribe already included people from all different regions of Attica.